WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, where we are all about reclaiming your brain from those pesky distractions and becoming the awesome humans we were meant to be. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending things didn't happen. It's about releasing the grip that resentment has on you, freeing up space for joy, peace, and even growth. Ever felt like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of anger and bitterness? You know that feeling when you're replaying past hurts in your head, letting them steal your present moment. That's resentment speaking, and it's a real brain drain. Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways about forgiveness. Think of these as your cheat codes for unlocking a lighter, happier you. Number 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Yeah, I said it. Holding on to grudges and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. So forgive, not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. Number 2. It's not about forgetting. Forgiveness doesn't mean erasing what happened. You can acknowledge the wrong that was done while choosing not to let it define your present. Think of it as recognizing a painful chapter in your story without letting it dictate the rest of your narrative. Number 3. It takes courage. I'm not gonna lie, forgiveness isn't always easy. It can feel vulnerable, even scary. But remember, true strength lies in choosing compassion over anger, love over hate. And guess what? Every time you choose forgiveness, you become a little bit stronger, a little bit more resilient. Number 4. Forgiveness is a process, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. It's okay to take things one step at a time. Some days will be harder than others, and that's perfectly normal. Just keep showing up for yourself, keep practicing self-compassion, and know that progress is always possible. And finally, number 5. Forgiveness sets you free. It breaks the chains of anger and resentment, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart, a clearer mind, and more energy to focus on the things that truly matter. Imagine if feeling genuinely happy even when remembering those past hurts. That's the power of forgiveness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been carrying around this huge resentment towards her ex-boss for years. He publicly humiliated her during a presentation, and she hasn't forgotten it one bit. Every time she thinks about him, she feels that familiar knot of anger in her stomach. This has affected not only her work relationships, but also her personal life. She's quick to anger, constantly on edge, and even struggling to sleep. Now, Sarah decides to take a step towards forgiveness. It's not easy, and there are moments when she feels overwhelmed by anger. But she remembers the benefits, feeling lighter, freer, less burdened by those negative emotions. So, she starts practicing self-compassion, journaling about her feelings, and visualizing a brighter future where forgiveness is a reality. Slowly but surely, she begins to let go of the resentment. She realizes that holding on to that anger wasn't helping anyone, least of all herself. She even finds herself feeling compassion for her ex-boss. Maybe he was insecure, maybe he was going through something himself. This doesn't excuse his behavior, but it helps Sarah understand him better and ultimately release the bitterness she held for so long. As Sarah continues to practice forgiveness, she experiences a shift in her life. She's calmer, more present, and even happier at work. D. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongs, it's about choosing to move forward with grace and compassion, even when things get tough. It's about taking back your power and creating space for joy and peace. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing forgiveness today. You deserve to feel lighter, happier, and truly free. Let me know in the comments how this episode resonated with you. Maybe share a time when forgiveness has made a difference in your life. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Dopamine Hacker. Until next time, keep hacking that dopamine and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.